Welcome to Teaching for the Culture. This is your host, Bianca Goolsby, and I'm so excited to be with you today. I have a phenomenal leader, an educator, an author, a speaker. Her name is Tabitha James, and she is an award-winning millennial business strategist. And she is the founder and executive director of She Is Me Youth Mentoring Program and is a proud member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. So, hey, Sor, how are you doing today?
Hey, sis. I wasn't going to go there today, but you did it.
So, I just want to just thank you for being here. And I've been following your journey on social media. And congratulations on your recent engagement.
Thank you, girl. Thank you.
So I wanted to invite you on here because I saw that you have a new book that is targeting young Black queens. And I felt that this would be a perfect platform for you to kind of tell the audience about your book and your journey. So, like, how has your journey been with creating this book?
So to start the journey, I mean, I feel like it's, though I'm not talking about Tabitha per se in the book, the gems are a collection of things that I've encountered from Black girls and women over the past 10 or so years, right? So a lot of the work that I do is rooted in their excellence and their healing and their ability to think outside of self, right? And look at some of the social norms that are meant to maybe be a challenge for you, but you can turn those things around and make them work for you. And so the journey has been interesting and also very hard because in the book, I do a slight dedication to one of my really good friends who told me to create this years ago. But I wasn't ready to be the author of something that directly said this for the Black girls, right? This is for them. I wasn't in a space to be able to answer my why. And so I sat on it. Glad I did because more gems came along the way. But also glad because when the questions come, oh, I got answers, right? And I got answers with receipts and data. And so with that being said, the book is very conversational. I'm calling you sis in the book. We talking. It's girl talk. It's pillow talk. But it's rooted in get this work so that you can get this work.
Amen. Amen. So what was your inspiration with creating this particular book? And before we even get deep down, can you please tell the folks what is the title of your book?
Okay. Dear Black Girl, Timeless Gems for Brown Girls Bound to Win. Inspired by, I guess, Little Brown Tiny Tab and all her friends who I often speak to. I have come in contact with brown people across this country that just could not see the potential in themselves because somebody said they was ugly. Somebody said they was too dark. Somebody said they couldn't because of where they were from or the way that they speak or the way that they act. And they may be 25, 35, 45 now and are still dealing with that pain from the five-year-old that was told to shut up and sit down because she couldn't do that. That's the inspiration. Those thousands of women who is just like stuck, right? Even if they're operating in some form of excellence, the way that if they just healed and took from gems, right, that they could just go to a whole nother level because you ignore that. And it's not easy. I tend to not talk about topics that are easy per se, but they are the ones that can help to take your life to whatever level it is that you see when you close your eyes and dream at night. So that's the inspo. That's the inspo.
Well, that's amazing. And so the one thing that really gravitated towards my attention was the book cover, and I love representation matters. So my question is, what inspired you for the book cover?
I took this photo. So behind the scenes, right, this photo is me and four young ladies who I, you know, were originally in the mentoring group that I started when I first moved back to South Carolina. And when we took this photo, I think it was February 2017 or so, I was like, this photo is powerful. Had no idea then what that power meant, but powerful, right? And when I was thinking of a cover to match that bomb title, I was like, I want to see this digitized somehow, like, and I want to see like brown and darker brown and all these things in my mind, but I'm not necessarily like the most artistic. So shout out to the K's, okay? I hit my line sister up and was like, sis, I got an idea. I need you to bring it to life. And I did some sort of drawing, plus sent her the original photo, and we came back with that cover. I think I cried 5 times when she sent me the email. I was literally just upstairs screaming, and Timmy was like, what is wrong with you? I was like, you got to see this. And everyone I showed it to before I, you know, dropped it out into the world wide web was like, I don't even care what it's about, right? At this point, it's the cover for me. So I was like, you know, this is, it's power. It said representation without me even saying that I needed the cover to have representation. It's different sizes, it's different colors, it's different hair textures. It's Black Girl Magic, right? So that's where it came from. And so it is my hope that in the next week or so, one of the young ladies is already a college student, so she's not here locally, but to get those four and us recreate that in some way, shape, or form, because even their parents, one parent identified their child, the rest of them had no clue until I told them that that was their daughter, so it was pretty cool.
That is amazing. And that just makes the book even more powerful because of the backstory of the cover. And I knew it had to be something great because when I looked at it, I was like, there is something with this. And so you have solidified all of my thoughts and feelings on this book cover. And I was like, yes. So I went on your website. I'm getting ready to purchase your book. And I am suggesting everyone that is watching and listening that you do the same. Please make sure that you visit her website. You can go to Tabitha J. I said that wrong.
TabithaDJames.com.
You can go visit TabithaDJames.com to purchase your book and to find out more information about Tabitha. And I'm just telling y'all, like, the book cover is fire, but not just the book cover, the content and the gems. And I haven't personally read it, but what I do know from the greatness of Tabitha and what I've been following on social media, she pulls no punches. She has a series that she goes live and she talks about purpose and, you know, dreams. And she is really doing the work, and especially the mentoring that she does for our young queens is something that it needs to be applauded. And so I applaud you, and I just want to give you your roses and just say thank you so much for everything that you're doing for the community, for the culture. It's greatly appreciated.
I truly do appreciate it. I appreciate it. You inspire me so much. Always speaking truth to power, okay? Times 500. And I am just, you know, grateful for the unapologeticness that you just exude in your life personally and professionally. So thank you. To hear that from you, girl, listen. I'm going to be boosted. I'm going to be boosted for the rest of the day.
Well, I just appreciate you. And, you know, I'm going to link all the website links and where you can purchase the book in the comments so that it makes it easier for you guys to support her. And my last question for you, Tabitha, is how can the community support you in the movement work that you're doing?
Oh, my goodness. How can the community support? Well, first of all, I don't want to, you know, be too country right now, but you can pray for your girl because the work gets heavy. The work isn't easy. The work, the load is not light. And there are several times that I could say, write us a check. I could say that easily. But sometimes the emotional support and the spiritual support and the just good vibes is way more valuable than any amount that you could put on the line of that check, right? But to speak to that, if you do visit my website, you can scroll to the bottom and there's a section where you can go to the She Is Me mentoring page, where you can find all the ways that you can support that work in this season. by ways of giving, by ways of hopping on a Zoom and telling your story, jumping in our breakout rooms and leading a session, because we are 100% virtual. And it's different for everybody, but when you think about rural areas, it gets extremely hard. A lot of times, disconnected for real, as it relates to broadband and connectivity. So it is very different for us around here. So just seeing fresh faces and inspiration, that's always amazing. You can buy the Dear Black Girl book for someone in your life. If there's someone, you know, high school, early college, transitioning in life, and you feel like, you know, they need to get these gems, and or you work with those people, black, white, yellow, or purple, and you want to better understand some of the narrative, this will be a good one for you. You're going to need to have Google with you, okay? Because I dropped some colloquialisms. I dropped some words that you'd be like, what is she talking about? Just Google it and get on the Urban Dictionary. It'll help you out. But it will help you to better understand some of the things that, you know, you just don't know until you know. So get on the site. Find the ways to connect, whether that's by financial giving or, like I said, spiritual giving. Shoot me a message, okay? You see the inspiration? Shoot me a message to keep me going, as well as my team and those who work with me to just produce this greatness time and time again.
Well, I just thank you again for taking some moments of your time to really talk to my audience at Teaching for the Culture about your book, and I'm so excited to support you and your growth and whatever that looks like. So you guys heard it here. Thank y'all for tuning in to Teaching for the Culture, and it has been an absolute pleasure. Make sure that you're following us on all our social media platforms, and if you're listening to this on the podcast, thank you for supporting, making sure that you be intentional. Make sure that you vote, folks. I'm going to make sure that anytime that I have a platform, we're talking about the importance of voting and making sure that your voice is heard. Now is not the time to play games and to say that your voice doesn't matter. It does. So please make sure that you register to vote and make sure that you're doing everything you can down the ballot to picking the best people for these seats that are in control of your everyday life. With that being said, y'all have a great day, and I'll talk to you later.